Your taxes hold the key.
Motorists, the traffic ticket amnesty is now in effect from August 2 to October 31, and Tax Administration Jamaica is advising that its systems have been updated to allow payments for outstanding traffic tickets dating back to September 2010. Make these payments online at jamaicatax.gov.jm using a valid internationally accepted credit card, provided that the traffic ticket number is reflected, or visit any tax office island-wide to make payments by presenting your traffic ticket or by providing the ticket number for easy processing. For further information, call the Traffic Ticket Amnesty Call Center at 948-0411. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we present a road code refresher for motorists. Oftentimes, navigating our nation's roads can be tedious, to put it mildly. Every day, the road seems to become more congested, with new cars and other street users. Motorists are responsible for ensuring safety and efficient movement when commuting, and the key to doing so is adhering to the road code. Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen says most of the accidents that happen on the roads occur when the road code is breached.
One of the situations that causes that is excessive speeding, improper overtaking, and drivers failing to keep left have been some of the factors that has caused these collisions that ends up in people dying. Just a reminder to persons that when you are driving above the required speed limit, you are in far less control of your vehicle.
SSP Allen, who is also commanding officer of the Traffic and Highway Division in the Jamaica Constabulary Force, adds that the violation of the road code can in most cases be avoided.
What we're seeing is in the negative. Persons are impatient and persons are indisciplined. And the third I that I would add to that is inexperience. So impatience, inexperience, and indiscipline are three of the highs that continues to affect how one operates on the road that has caused those collisions. And so we want for persons to exercise due care. In other words, we want those highs to be dotted.
Here are some road rules for motorists to remember when traversing the nation's carriageways. Motorists should drive on the left side of the road unless overtaking another vehicle or turning right. And at night, drive well within the limit of your headlights. Before you slow down, stop, turn or change lanes, remember to do the following. Check your rearview mirror. Signal your intention by hand or indicate a light, and ensure you can do so without inconveniencing other road users. Don't travel closely to the vehicle in front of you. Allow at least one car length during normal conditions and two car lengths on wet roads. And importantly, remember to wear your seatbelt. What would you like to get the facts about? Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm, connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, at JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. For producer Twyla Whelan, I'm Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us next time for more.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environments are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.